Congregation is seated, but the children can come on up for the children's message at this time. Come on up, guys. Good morning, everybody. Good to see you. Come on up. It helps if mom comes along, absolutely. So who knows what I brought with me today?
A nightlight.
A nightlight, exactly. Who has a nightlight in your house? Where are they? You don't have one in your own room? Where, is there anywhere else? Where's that?
There's one in my room.
In your room?
In the hallway.
You know, at 8 o'clock.
Huh?
What's on the back of it?
The plug.
And how does it work? I plug it
in.
Into the wall, and then it lights up. When does it light up?
In the dark.
In the dark, exactly. It lights up in the dark. So if a room is dark, can you see very well?
No.
So what's this for? So that you can see, right? So you can know where you're going, and then it's also not as scary, right? Is that true?
Yes,
exactly. So night lights are pretty cool. So this is what I want us to think about with this little light here. In John chapter 8, Jesus said that he is the light of the world, right? Because he knows that it's easy for us to get lost, to not know where we're headed, or even to be sort of frightened. So Jesus says he is the light of the world, so he shines his light, the light of God's love, on us, right? So that we can be delighted that God loves us as he does, doesn't he? Oh, we're working with it here. He says the room is like the world, and that's exactly right, and the light is like the message of the word. But this is what's funny. Jesus in John 8 said that he is the light of the world, but someone, I just read in Matthew chapter 5, you know what else he said? He says, you are the light of the world. You, yeah, exactly. I'm with you on that. What? You are the light of the world. You can see better when someone is the light of the world. So God wants you to help spread his light, right? To other people to know that God loves them, and we can know where we're going, and we cannot be afraid too, right? Jesus is the big light of the world, and you and I are also a light of the world. He wants us to live that out this week. Like when? Who's going to school tomorrow? That's a place, right? That's a place that needs you to be the light of the world, and in our houses and with our friends to be light, right, for others to see that God loves them too. All right? Yes, exactly. Okay, thanks for coming up, guys. You can go back to your spots.